You're listening to SBS News. Another 14 people have died with coronavirus in Victoria as the state detected 1,003 cases. 390 people have died during the state's current Delta outbreak. With almost 85% of people over 12 fully immunised, the 7-day daily case average has been falling for the past couple of weeks. The caseload in New South Wales, which has 90% of its over 16 population fully vaccinated, is significantly less, with 216 local cases and 3 deaths. The fatalities include a man in his 30s and another in his 40s who were both unvaccinated, while the other man, aged in his 80s, had received a single dose. And the Australian Capital Territory no longer has anyone in hospital with COVID-19. It comes as the territory recorded 9 cases. 95.6% of people over 12 in the ACT are fully immunised, which has enabled restrictions to be eased 2 weeks ahead of schedule. From Friday, there are no limits on household visitors. Density caps will be lowered for hospitality and retail. Stadiums and entertainment venues will be open at 100% capacity, and nightclubs will be allowed to open. Queensland's Premier is warning that what's occurred south of the border will soon be a reality in the Sunshine State. She's urging those still not convinced about the need to be vaccinated to talk to their doctor.
If you have any concerns, please go and see the experts. Go and see your local GP or see a nurse, and there are people there that can talk through any issues that you may have. But this virus is coming. I need to keep you safe, and Queenslanders need to continue to unite to ensure that we can get through this as smoothly as possible.
Queensland has recorded 2 new community cases and 1 in hotel quarantine. One is a Gold Coast resident who'd had 1 vaccine dose and had been infectious in the community for 6 days. Deputy Chief Health Officer Dr. Lynn McKinlay says the other is in the southern town of Warwick and is linked to an outbreak in the border town of Gundawindi.
Unfortunately, that person was not vaccinated, and that person identifies as First Nations, and they were infectious in the community for up to 10 days. And again, we will be posting if there are any exposure sites that you need to be concerned about, or if you've been to those locations, please do go and get tested.
2-way quarantine-free travel to South Korea and Japan is being considered by the federal government. There's already a deal with Singapore, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison says caution is still needed as international travel resumes.
Before the end of the year, I hope we're opening up even more. We've just got to get through these next couple of weeks. And, you know, Australians have been through a lot. They don't want to see it get the wobbles now. In terms of how we're managing the safely reopening process, and I think it's going really well.
And training is being offered to staff working in retail outlets after an increase in verbal abuse and violence from customers who don't want to comply with COVID-19 regulations. Chief Executive of the National Retail Association, Dominic Lamb, says the training is essential so staff are better equipped to deal with poor customer behaviour.
In how to deal with customer abuse and, unfortunately, customer violence. We also know that our retailers have been changing their protocols and they're putting more senior staff on their doors for this reason. But at the end of the day, it's really about working not only with our centres and their security staff, but also with local police to ensure that retail crime is taken seriously, and of course that our retail workers are heard, because unfortunately they are young, they're young people and they're dealing with some very difficult stuff.
The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, go to sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.